WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. Flares are lighting up the night sky in the early hours of Sunday in the Gaza Strip. Israeli forces appear to have taken over Gaza's largest hospital as hundreds are racing out. CBS's MTS Tayeb.
We don't know how to be sad anymore, says Iyad Zaim, who lost eight members of his family. The tears barely come now. Scenes of utter horror continue to be seen everywhere across Gaza. Dozens of people, including women and children, were killed as they slept in the Jabalia refugee camp.
The White House is saying no deal has been reached between Israel and Hamas. CBS's Christina Ruffini says the president is pushing for a break in the fighting in a new op-ed.
President Biden tries to draw a connection between the conflicts in Ukraine and the Middle East, arguing that, quote, both Putin and Hamas are fighting to wipe a neighboring democracy off the map, and that it's in America's national security interest not to let that happen. He also writes that the U.S., quote, stands firmly with the people of Israel, and that his administration is working hour by hour for the release of the more than 200 hostages taken by Hamas.
Republicans in Louisiana swept three runoff races for powerful statewide offices tonight: Attorney General, Secretary of State, and Treasurer. Despite a Democrat in the governor's office, the GOP will control five executive posts come January. Hip-hop music mogul Sean Combs and singer Cassie have reached a settlement after her bombshell lawsuit accusing him of rape, sex trafficking, and physical abuse. CBS's Michael George.
The terms of the settlement have not been disclosed. Combs' attorney released a new statement reading, quote, Mr. Combs' decision to settle the lawsuit does not in any way undermine his flat-out denial of the claims.
Next hour, Las Vegas puts its latest gamble to the test, Formula One racing. CBS's Reed Cowan says sticker shock is turning away some hometown car racing fans, though.
The race, like other big events in Vegas, is not cheap. We found standing room only tickets online at a pricey $1,200 a pop. Others in the $4,000 to $5,000 range each. Some Vegas locals complain the race, like seats for Raiders games, have priced out many whose work powers Sin City.
Meta disbands its AI team. The Facebook parent company is reportedly pulling funding from a team meant to ensure the company handles artificial intelligence responsibly, and instead is redirecting it toward building new AI technology.
Taking all those AI experts who were focused on responsible AI development and putting them instead toward the core technology underscores how much pressure there is in the tech industry to have the next big innovation in AI.
That's our tech contributor, Ian Scher. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 25 overnight under clear skies, north winds around 5 miles per hour. 49 tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. 31 tomorrow night, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? War. Touching warm. Reaching out. Touching me. Touching you.
Across half court, he'll hoist one up. He hit it! Ben Blast for three! Let's play 5 more minutes in Madison!
Wood and sweet Caroline.
Takes the snap, toss right side, Monte Ball to the 20, to the 15, ball to 10, ball to 5, ball to the end zone, touchdown Wisconsin!
Center, Casey Robach takes, gives it to Dane, straight ahead, Dane across the 20, he's to the 25, cuts right, Dane to the 30, 35, Dane across the 40, Dane across the 45-yard line, and there it is, Ron Dane has become the NCAA's all-time career rushing leader. The man of few words has rushed for more yards than anyone in Division I history.
Maxi Pacific Media, we are local music. That is the UW Mad Hatters and their rendition of Sweet Caroline. That's done in a cappella style by the UW Mad Hatters, an all-male student-run group at UW-Madison Rocker.
Jimmy, the Mad Hatters have their annual winter shows coming up, and here to tell us more is music director Emmett Milligan and business manager Jonah Morioka. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Gentlemen.
Hi, thanks. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Rocker, before we get into it, I have to compliment the mixing in of Badger calls from some iconic games over the years.
Holy Monty cow. Ball.
My particular favorites was the Ohio State the Badgers running the touchdown back, opening kickoff. And then also the Ron Dane record breaker.
Yeah, the Ron Dane is definitely my favorite.
Yes.
Wow.
Were you at that game? Did you watch that live? Or?
Was a little young for yeah. it, unfortunately.
I was there.
Were you at that game,
yeah,
Jimmy?
I was. Well, with Al.
Oh, yeah. And Ron still lives in the area, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
Emmett, let's start with you. You're a senior and your major is history. Why did you try out for the Mad Hatters?
Yes, I actually love telling this story. So I'd always wanted to be either history or education major, and had done music throughout all of high school. Didn't want to give that up, even though I knew it wasn't going to be part of a career. And I had my choir teacher in high school who was an alumni of UW and an alumni of the group. So through him, I was able to learn a lot about the group going into my freshman year. And then I just felt so lucky to have, you know, been accepted through our audition process.
Now, who was this teacher and what city was that in?
It was in Madison. So I'm from Madison.
Oh, okay.
Lou Krovatstetter was my choir teacher, and he pointed me on the right path.
And now, what is your role as the music director for the UW Mad Hatters?
Yeah, so music director is a pretty all-encompassing role. Involved in, like, running rehearsals. You're kind of the choir teacher of these college students. Besides that, choosing set lists, actually arranging the songs probably takes up the most sheer hours, because you have to physically turn these songs from, you know, instrumental tracks into just vocals, which can take a little bit of gymnastics.
Sit around and like figure out the drum beats.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That'd be my favorite part. Jonah, you are also a senior and one of your majors is finance. So you make the perfect business manager for Mad Hatters. Why did you want to sing with the group?
I came in my freshman year. It was right after COVID, you know, and I was really, and I'd sang all throughout high school and I just really wanted to keep it going. And I got an email one day saying the Mad Hatters were holding auditions. So at the time, they weren't in person. They were online. So I had to send in a video of myself singing. I recorded it in my dorm common room. And there were like three people in there looking at me like I was really weird. But I sent that in. Didn't really think much of it. 2 weeks later, they're like, hey, you know, we'd like to have you back for a callback. And then, you know, I got in the group and, you know, it's been a great ride ever since.
Amazing. Wow. How many people are in the group, Mad Hatters?
There's 15 right now.
15 of you. All right. And you all perform at the same time, or do you guys kind of get in groups and perform in groups at different events?
Yeah, typically we perform all together. Okay. Just better that way. You got to complete the whole kit of the band, so you got to have all the moving pieces in there.
So does one guy do the drums, or does like multiple people take care of all those sounds?
Yeah, right now we have one guy doing drums with one sort of alternate beatboxer. Usually since I've been in the group, we've done just one beatboxer doing all the timekeeping, but in the past we've had two. You could really make some interesting sounds with that. Just twice as many fills you can have on any given song, you know?
You know, we just played Sweet Caroline. One of the fun parts of going to a Badger game here in Madison is the crowd participation throughout the game. And the crowd always has a good time with Sweet Caroline when it's played.
Yeah. We do Sweet Caroline at every show.
Right.
I'm actually the soloist on that one.
Nice.
You know, it's really fun. It's really fun when you're at the show and you're like, you know, like Sweet Caroline. Everyone's like, bop, bop, bop.
Yeah. That's one of the songs when it's done right, you're singing it well. People want to sing it with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Jonah, you're also majoring in Japanese.
Oh, yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. I am actually Japanese. I moved to the U.S. In seventh grade. So, and I haven't really been using that much Japanese since. So I've actually lost a lot of it. So part of the reason I decided to start taking Japanese was, you know, I wanted to kind of keep that in my life. And I figured, you know, by studying it, it's a good way for me to constantly get practice.
So as a seven-year-old kid coming over to the U.S. from Japan, what was the biggest, like, cultural difference that you found?
I gotta say... probably the food, you know, it's the Big Macs and the fries. You
oh,
know?
The bad.
I was thinking it might be like the toilets.
Oh yeah, the bidets are super nice over there.
you need to find a gentleman here in Madison. He's the lead singer for Lords of the Trident, Ty Christian. You need to hook up with him.
Yeah, he ordered bidets from Japan and installed them in his house.
Oh my!
More than one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, they're really nice.
Now, to be fair, there's also a women-only a cappella group in UW-Madison with a similar setup. What do you know about the history of these groups? Now, Mad Hatter started in 97?
Yes, 97. So there are actually two. There's Tangled Up in Blue, and then there's Pitches and Notes. Both of those groups are all female, and then all female voices, I should say. And then there are a handful of co-ed groups taken from both types of voices. And then there's one other male a cappella group. We have probably the strongest relationship with Tangled Up in Blue, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, I'm dating one of them, so you figure.
Oh, boy.
But yeah.
The truth comes out on Max Inc. Radio.
The harmonies have to be good, right?
What'd you say?
The harmonies have to be good.
Oh, yeah, the harmonies are great.
Yes.
Now, Big Mad Hatters, winter shows coming up on Saturday, December 9th, and in a new, bigger venue. How can people get tickets?
Yeah, so we have our winter show on December 9th. We have two shows, a 2 p.m. show and a 7 p.m. show. I regret to say that we've already sold out our evening show, but we do have tickets available for our 2 p.m. matinee show. It's at University Theater, and you can get tickets on campusartsticketing.com.
And how do we learn more about Mad Hatters Online and keep up with your guys' show schedule and all that good stuff?
Yeah, you can visit our website at madhattersuw.org, or if you'd kind of like to keep up with us as we go, follow us on our Facebook at madhattersuw or on our Instagram under the same name as well.
I assume if there's somebody that's coming into school is interested in singing with Mad Hatters, that's how they would get a hold of you guys too, right?
Yeah, that or our email under the same name. Yeah, we implore any upcoming freshman to please try out for us. It's a really fun time.
It's a great, I love a cappella music. It's so fun. I was kidding with Rocker before the show. You know, we should book a barbershop quartet or something like that in the Lair or the Mad Hatters.
Well, yeah. Guess what? The Mad Hatters are booked in the Lair on February 24th, Jimmy.
It's like a miracle just happened in the Mad Radio studios. That's awesome. Hey, guys, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it. Congratulations on the great music. Before we go, tell us about the song we're about to play, Mr. Blue Sky.
Oh yeah, this is one of our favorites. And if you have already gotten tickets to this semester's show, you will be hearing it on December 9th. But yeah, this is one of our favorites. Although if you're listening very very closely, you can see how tiring it would be to be singing all the notes that they are singing in this one.
It's pretty impressive, actually. It's the UW Mad Hatters and their rendition of Mr. Blue Skies. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Sun is shining in the sky. There ain't a cloud in sight. It stopped raining. Everybody's in a play. And don't you know, it's a beautiful new day. Hey, running down the avenue. See how the sun shines brightly in the city, on the streets where once was pity. Mr. Blue Sky is living here today. Hey, Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong? Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Welcome to the human race. Celebration, Mr. Blue Sky's up there waiting. And today is the day we've waited for. Oh, Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Mr. Blue, you did it right. But soon comes Mr. Night. Creeping over, now his hand is on your shoulder. Never mind, I'll remember you this. I'll remember you this way.
Mr. Blue,
please tell us why you had to hide away for so long.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. The UW Mad Hatters there, and their song, Mr. Blue Sky, or I should say their rendition. How cool is that? on Wisconsin, you know? Hey, coming up, we got a double dip of Dana Perry. Amelia Ford is live in the lair tonight. Plus, we're going to talk about Joey's song coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, it's Herd of Bison and Surrounded. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Dioxide when I go outside. You mask your face but expose your pride. I look at the news, somebody else just died. You look at the numbers and wonder how many people lied. Look at the time, I can see that you just cried. It's too much for everybody to stay inside. Now you gotta go somewhere even after being denied. New rules that people never abide by. It's like I'm in a crazy movie, it's sci-fi. You gotta get tested before I give you the Wi-Fi. Your temperature peaking, I have to give you a side eye. Aside from people that favorably sanitize, giving me 6 feet and won't ever analyze. The world never ceases to scandalize. And maybe that's a part of how I become so surrounded.
Surrounded.
Grounded.
Grounded.
Founded.
Dumbfounded.
Astounded.
Astounded.
Discounted.
Discounted.
By the government.
By the government.
So they try to propose a new covenant. I'm still a well-rounded individual, man. Thanks for the stimulus residual, man. Still essential without working for the man. All I need is a nap and a map and a plan. When everybody is shopping, it gets crowded when people are marching and shouting. Still got a lot to do, even when the world is stopping. Anyone could be sick and there's something I never doubt it. It's weird because everybody's here, but it's like nobody's there when everybody's aware of the tear. Stay 6 feet if you care for me, that sound fair.
Though I still feel so surrounded. 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 So full now, empty. So empty. So empty. People walking, but now all gone. It's time to see who the last one is. Let's
ride to the point. Surround me by Saturday boy. COVID-19, I'm trying to avoid. 2020, the whole year was destroyed. Especially thinking that Kobe Bryant and George Floyd and so many more. Every day people die, you can say goodbye. It happens in the blink of an eye. Many could be prevented if you give it a try. To care about others as you do for yourself to get by is
empty.
Like a bottle without a drink, no
entry.
Don't even try to think it's
plenty.
But time to have a dumb or two
risky.
Invite a family in time, I bet you
miss me.
I clear my mind, it was really
misty.
Trying to worry on if I make it to 50. Wash your body, some people are so
filthy.
That's why I don't stay surrounded. Cause I need my space. Someone deniable when I plead my case. Super transparent with the truth. Even if I got a mask on, you can still see my face. I won't be passive and intervene the scene without fear. I just hope enough time's passing. We all get the green to reconvene this year. So we can't all be surrounded.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Hey, we're getting closer now, running in tandem with each other till we reach the top. Stay a little longer now, I swear your energy is simply divine. You caught me by surprise, sitting on cloud nine. Baby, we could go anywhere, I don't care, take me there.
Got me on a high.
Civic Media, we are local music. That's Pink Halo's Speed of Light. Hey, we got Live in the Lair coming up at 9 o'clock. Amelia Ford is going to perform live. I've had this date circled on my calendar for so long. It's coming up at 9 o'clock, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Move to Madison.com. Plus, we got a double dip of Dana Perry just around the corner. Right now, let's pull out some classic Madison rock, little indie rock for you. Tiny Riots. Hearts Should Be Harder on Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Hearts should be harder to break. It's such a gas in your veins. And all the drugs that you take away the pain. Life should be easy to do. It all falls down on you. Decision to make. Harder on me. It's so much harder on me. It's so much harder.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Want to party to and from the next...
The simple act of sharing gratitude is how Thanksgiving is described in the dictionary. But did you know the first official national holiday happened in 1789? It was declared by President George Washington following the creation of the new U.S. Constitution. Today, Thanksgiving means gratefulness for the harvest, your family, or a higher power. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 90.